Deus. Is it clear? The student practicing Krishna consciousness for a year, for a year or two, sometimes becomes disheartened, saying that, you know, this process doesn't work. I have been chanting for so long, and I find that my lusty desires are still there. You know, my overeating habits are not gone. You know, and I have become angry as usual before. And my life is quite difficult. Problems haven't reduced in my life, even after coming to God. And what is the use of all this chanting? I don't think this process works. This is one type. Another type, people say, oh, my conditionings are so strong. I am not like the senior devotees or like, you know, Prabhupada or Acharyas. These people have done a lot in their previous life. And now it's very smooth sailing for them. Now Prabhupada says, chant Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhakta Vrinda, and you will feel transcendental ecstasy when you chant the holy name. Prabhupada says, maybe it is true only for him. It is not true for me, because I have so many strong conditionings, and I don't think I'll be able to make such a progress. So sometimes people give such excuse for not chanting and not coming in the company of devotees. So in this way, some people give up the practice of Krishna consciousness, and gradually they go far away from devotees and get lost into the wild fire of material existence. It has happened to many students. So what is the answer Shastras give for this? One of the reasons why students speak such things like this is, in Kali Yuga, because of the modern tendency to want everything instantly. We want instant coffee, instant gulab jamun, instant idli, instant tea. Similarly, we want instant Krishna prema also. So we want to chant and immediately get some results, quick results people want. So you will find, if one wants great results, like for example, if one wants to get an engineering degree, you don't get it overnight. First of all, you have to get into the entrance and get into the college. Practically 40-50 papers you write. It takes years to complete. And years mean not just years, years of persistent efforts. Studying day and night and completing the subject, understanding the subject, doing laboratory experiments, writing the test and examination. All these tensions one takes. To be a student is not a joke. To complete all the studies, and then one gets a degree afterwards. So any great thing to achieve, even in material life, requires tremendous endeavor. Imagine one of you, after completing your engineering, you want to set up a business. Is it a joke, ordinary thing? Is it going to fall from the sky suddenly? No. You know, if you have to set up a business, you need money. Even if you have money, then you need some business acumen, some talent in that field, investing time, energy, talent, looking for place, looking for clients, looking for market, looking for books which can teach you more. So it's a very strenuous effort. You can ask the people who set up business how much train it takes them before they come to the platform of a flourishing millionaire, you know, where they make lots of money. Anybody, they work very hard. Similarly, if a man, woman, they get married, they don't get a child overnight. Tonight they unite and tomorrow morning they have a child. You know, it takes time. It takes practically, sometimes even after years, husband, wife don't get any child. And they have to go to this doctor, that doctor, go to this demigod, that demigod, they pray. But even after a man unites with a woman and the seed is impregnated, still the childbirth doesn't take place instantly. In fact, sometimes even after several months there is miscarriage. After 7 months or 8 months sometimes, the child comes dead. Although our medical field is so advanced, there is no assurance that one will be able to and get the child alive when it comes out properly. There is always a risk involved. That's why even big doctors say that it's not in our hands, we will try. But quite often we see a very beautiful child comes out after the 9 months, you know, and the child is not prepared by you or me or anybody. Ultimately, God through the material nature is preparing the wonderful body of the child to come out. And it takes time and patience and money and, you know, all these things are needed. So in the same manner, when we are chanting the holy name, the attitude is very, very important. With what attitude we chant. Imagine if how many millions of lifetimes we have turned our face away from Krishna and we have been completely absorbed in the sense gratification program for so many millions of lifetimes in so many different bodies. And in some human body now, we came across devotees just a few years ago. If you compare these few years to the million lifetimes of sense enjoyment, this is insignificant. So we have to ask ourselves this question: do I deserve to make such a, you know, unrighteous demand that I have to experience love for Krishna within a year or two? How many years I have turned, how many millions of lifetimes I have turned away? And such kind of absorption in material activities has plunged our mind into materialism, especially our subconscious mind, which is absorbed in the lower tendencies. So, in fact, it is a great miracle that despite having our subconscious mind so much soaked in materialism, still we have at all some tiny inclination for being with devotees, rising in the morning, chanting the holy name, eating prasadam, doing away with material life, isn't it? It's a great miracle how we are able to do this. That itself is a miracle. So, devotees' attitude of blaming Krishna or the Krishna conscious movement or the chanting of the holy name or blaming the conditionings or blaming one's fallen nature in order to escape from the process of chanting and progressing, that is no use. That's not going to positively help us in making progress in Krishna consciousness. It won't help. So the right attitude is that I am chanting Hare Krishna in the first place to please Krishna. That understanding is very, very important. Krishna is the master and the jiva is the servant. Because the servant has turned away from the master and not doing his work responsibly, so the master is punishing the servant. That's the right understanding. Just like a child is just playing away all day, going here and there and not studying for his subjects, and the parents take a stick and beat him in the same manner. So this is the very first thing we should realize, that when I am chanting, I am doing my duty. You are not doing any big favor to anyone. We are just doing our duty. Sometimes people think, I have done this great job of chanting, I got up in the morning. For whom are you doing? For yourself only. For whom are you doing this favor? You know, you are not doing any favor for your seniors or for the ISKCON movement or for your parents or anyone. You are doing favor for yourself because you are doing something very natural. Just like all of you are studying engineering. Why do you study? Everyone knows if I study engineering and then naturally I'll get a good job. If I get a good job, I can make a good career. If I have a good career, I can make good money, you know. And in this way, I can lead a happy life. So you are going to lead a happy life, so you study. Every intelligent person will take up this responsibility because he knows this is for my own welfare. Same way, the chanting of the holy name is for your own welfare, supreme welfare. So it's like, you know, sometimes you may not want to waste your time, but when you get sick, don't you go to doctor? Sometimes you go to the hospital, you are waiting in the long queue, right? You've seen that? Sometimes, you know, there are 20, 30 people sitting and one by one the doctor is calling. And they're waiting for 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes to meet an important doctor. Sometimes you have to meet a very big doctor. Then the time taken is even more. But you know that this is necessary for me to diagnose some particular disease. Say somebody is feeling a chest pain. It's likely to be heart problem. Better we consult a very big doctor. So you wait very patiently. In the same manner, in spiritual life, if you see some pains one has to take Like waiting is trouble, wasting time is trouble for you, but still you do it when you want to meet a doctor. Same way in spiritual life also. If you want to go back to Krishna, there are some duties to be performed very dutifully, whether you like it or not, whether it is painful or pleasurable. We do it because it's for our own good, ultimately. So the choice is ours, whether I want to follow it and make it. Like I hear all over the voices, sometimes boys join, 6 rounds they chant and they continue for a year or so. And afterwards when they don't get instant result, they turn back. They say, now better that I, you know, stay in the hostel and try to chant whenever I can because this process doesn't seem to be working, you know. And then they, for a period of time, then they say, now I feel like playing cricket again, you know, because the old desires will revisit you second time. And then you feel, my friends are calling for a movie, what can I do? I can't say no to my friends because they are giving me their notebooks. So you go to the movie and then gradually they degrade again. Whatever they have been doing before, same old tendencies repeat again. And Prabhupada calls them most unfortunate. That is, someone is fortunate to get Krishna consciousness, or someone is unfortunate not to come across devotees in his life. But somebody who obtains Krishna consciousness but gives it up is considered the most unfortunate. It's like someone walking in the road, he picked up something considering it to be a pebble, but then he understood it's a Kohinoor diamond. But after going some distance, he found another pebble. So he threw away this Kohinoor diamond and picked up that stone pebble. And he's carrying the stone pebble with him. It's exactly like that. Very unfortunate. So we have to remember that in youth, we have this passionate tendency of looking for instant results in everything that we do. Like a man sees a woman, beautiful girl. Immediately one wants instant pleasure. Oh, I will marry this girl so that I can get enjoyment. And you marry, you will be thoroughly, you'll be frustrated. You'll get a slap of Maya. And then you're gone. Then you look for another woman then. This is the tendency. Crazy. This is a crazy tendency of the living being. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, first thing is we should know that we are supposed to give pleasure to God by dutifully chanting the holy name. It is for His pleasure that we are chanting the holy name. And it is very natural for me to chant the holy name because I am a living entity, servant of Krishna. It's very natural for me. And I'm doing it for my own future happiness. Even if we don't experience any happiness right now, immediately. There are many things in life, as I told you, which we do, which don't give you pleasure immediately, but they will give you pleasure in the long run. And they will give you not just pleasure, but long-enduring pleasure, long-enduring happiness for a long time. This requires some sanity and some patience and some farsightedness. All that is needed in order for one to patiently chant the holy name. And we also should remember, I am a great sinner. I committed so many sins in the past and the present. And despite all these sins, although I was soaked in sins, I am like a black sheep amongst all white sheep. And still all these wonderful devotees, in the midst of them Krishna has placed me. And God is so kind. He is sending scriptures, He is sending devotees, He is sending prasadam. He is sending practically all that is needed to rehabilitate me. Like in a drug addicts are rehabilitated in a hospital or a center. And then they become normal, natural. Similarly, Krishna has arranged all these wonderful things and agents to, you know, bring me back to my original condition. How kind He is. So when there is a grateful attitude like this, then chanting is very, very easy. You begin chanting, chanting will go very smoothly because the heart is, you know, throbbing with, you know, respect and trust and affection for Krishna and devotees and gratitude. Then that itself becomes a very nice platform in which the holy name will erupt from the heart. And the holy name can be easily chanted in such a grateful heart. And it should be done every day, not just one day. Occasionally we feel it should be done every day. Only then we can make it in this life, if you want to go back to Krishna. Otherwise, if we become like naughty, stubborn children, you know, who are blaming the teachers, blaming the parents, blaming everyone, and wanting to enjoy what they want to enjoy. Similarly, if we accuse and blame and criticize all things around us, and then basically that criticizing program is because one's sense gratification is frustrated. That's the main point. One wants to enjoy. So one says, instantly I couldn't get pleasure, then I criticize everyone and everything. And then what is the next step? Then I again go back to my sense gratification. So that nobody will blame me. How can you go back to sense gratification? Or given enough reasons why I am not, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness. Just see. So we should not get into this mode. It's a very dangerous mode, which I see sometimes youth getting into, even after coming to 16 rounds. It's a chanting process is a process which works gradually. Just like a drop of water, tup, 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 it just keeps dropping from the tap, you know. Night you keep it, in morning you'll find it full. And you may wonder how such a drops have made this, you know, bucket full. Yes. Same way, every day you chant 16 rounds, little by little by little by little, the reformation takes place, transformation takes place. And as we are progressing, gradually we will see the progress coming. And the process progress will be very fast, depending on our attitude. If I chant with the right attitude, understanding, Krishna, you are my master, I have left your company, and I have come into this material world, a place of birth and death, and rotting in this world, forgetting you. So please pick me up and place me in your feet. If this attitude is there, one will progress very fast. And one remembers, I don't deserve anything. What I am getting now is more than what I deserve. Being with devotees, being in such a good association. Then this kind of attitudes will make us so swiftly progress in spiritual life that one will be very satisfied in Krishna consciousness. There will be no frustration. There will be no irritation. There will be no critical mentality. Then if you are peacefully situated, then you can make even more faster progress. Because the mind is calm, advancement is very easy. When the mind is raging with material desires, then you always turn back and look back. Can I again go back? The mind is very calmly situated. And then once focus is clear, and so one should be calm and patient and grateful. Then one makes very swift progress. And one can see the reality very clearly, very easily, and very quickly. So when you don't demand instant results, then Krishna gives you instant results. When you demand instant results out of desire to gratify your mind and senses, then you don't see any results. Then one finds chanting very boring and dry, and heart is deserted and empty and void. So one doesn't get any results and one gets frustrated. And going back to sense gratification is no alternative. That will frustrate a person even more. It's like getting a drop of water in a desert. That's not going to satisfy us. We are looking for reservoirs of water, fresh cooling waters in large quantity. So we will only get that if we are patient. So we should remember this always. And instead of blaming that I am not getting instant results, better we pay attention to how I am chanting. What is my attitude? Hare Nama Prabhu ki. Offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.